Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once again to Food for the Journey. Today is the enormous feast, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Mary, as in her Immaculate Conception, I don't know if you all know this, but Mary is actually the patroness. This is the patronal feast of the United States of America. America has been dedicated by the Church to her Immaculate Conception. Mary, brothers and sisters, Mary is our guide. She's our guide. And why do I say that? Well, I found something that was written in Magnificat magazine, just a little introduction, but it said so much to me, and I want to share it with you this morning as we take a look at this great feast. God chose Mary, Immaculate Conception, to be our model of holiness. In much the same way that DNA plays an integral role in our genetic code, from the inside, not from the outside. At Mary's conception, a new way of being human happens, and we are chosen and destined to share it. Adam and Eve were tricked by the serpent's, quote, conception. The yes of Mary at the Annunciation, the culmination of the Immaculate Conception, undoes the disobedience of Eden and makes paradise a possibility once again for us. Mary was conceived without sin. Mary is the antidote to Eve. Mary is pure and undefiled. And because of her yes at the Annunciation to say, be it done unto me according to thy word, the culmination of the Immaculate Conception undoes the disobedience of Eden. Mary's yes is contrasted with Eve's no. And spiritually, there was a gigantic seismic shift in how we are destined to share that and to become human. We now, because of Christ's death on the cross and because of Mary's yes before that, long before that, Mary's yes to whatever God wanted, that's what opened the gates of heaven for us. That's what gave us eternal life. Mary's yes, which paved the way for the Word to become flesh. And it was that flesh of the Son of the living God, who broke the powers of death for us. But it was Mary's yes that made that possible. Because God chose to do it. God could do anything God wants to do. But he chose to work through the yes of a 14 or 15-year-old young virginal woman who said yes to God, whatever it cost. We owe her much, brothers and sisters. As she would say, you owe my son everything, and we absolutely do. Nothing could have happened without Christ's death on the cross for us. But Mary, it was Mary's yes that made that possible. It is as though God waited on the assent or the denial, the negative answer. He waited on that from this 14-year-old girl. God will go to any lengths to humble himself to bring us to eternal salvation. We owe the Blessed Mother a lot. Ask her on this great feast. Ask her to help you to be able to say yes to God in whatever God asks of you in your life. Ask her to help you to be able to say yes. That this Christmas, you will be closer to the Lord. You will know more peace and more confidence when you say yes to Jesus. Blessed Mother, pray for us. Pray for our own hearts. Pray for us individually. Pray for us in our families. Pray for us in our nation. Pray for us that we may be made, how can I put this? That we may be made open to God's action in our lives, through our lives, to bring many people to salvation. We have our part to play. It's not, the same as the blessed mothers, but God does look for our yes. And today, Pope Francis has designated as the beginning of the year of mercy. If you want to know the mercy of God, you really want to know it, then pray. Pray, ask God to give you the grace to say yes to Him. And watch what happens in your life, over the coming months and years, when you genuinely say yes, you repent when you fail, you get back up and keep saying yes to God and yes to His will and yes to His way, you're actually going to be set free. It's not servile obedience. It leads to freedom. It's always the contradiction with God. Human beings see things one way, God sees them an entirely different way. And when we yield to God, the fruit is enormous. So ask the Blessed Mother during this Advent season to enable you to say yes. Even if you don't fully grasp it, Mary certainly didn't grasp it at the time. She didn't know what it would mean. She didn't know what it would cost her. And yet, in eternity, we will be forever grateful for her yes, which made possible the coming of the Word made flesh for us. The first reading is from the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verses 9 to 15. After the man Adam had eaten of the tree, the Lord God called to the man and asked him, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, but I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself." Why was Adam afraid? Because he had sinned. And then he asked, "Who told you that you were naked? You have eaten then from the tree of which I have forbidden you to eat." And the man replied, "The woman whom you put here with me, she gave me fruit from the tree, and so I ate it." You see, we're always shifting blame, aren't we? We don't take responsibility ourselves. It's the woman who made me do it. And the Lord God then asked the woman, "Why did you do such a thing?" And the woman answered, "The serpent tricked me into it, so I ate it." And she blames the serpent, and actually the devil is at the root of it all. Nevertheless, the shifting of blame is not good. We need to take responsibility for our part, because oftentimes we sin without understanding what the consequences will be. Adam and Eve had been given everything. They were asked only not to do one thing. Don't eat from the fruit of the tree in the garden. And because we're human beings, why can't I have that? I have everything else, but I can't have that. Well, I want what I can't have. I want to be free. And what did it do? It led them into terrible, terrible slavery. Brothers and sisters, humble yourself. Humble yourself. Ask the Blessed Mother to pray for you, that you might say yes to God. The second reading from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 to 6 and 11 to 12. "Brothers and sisters, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavens, as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blemish before him. In love, he destined us for adoption to himself through Jesus Christ, in accord with the favor of his will, for the praise of the glory of his grace that he granted us in the Beloved. In him we were also chosen." Hear this. "In him we were also chosen, destined in accord with the purpose of the one who accomplishes all things, according to the intentions of his will, so that we might exist for the praise of his glory. We who first hoped in Christ." Do you live for the praise of his glory? That's what I want to live for, to praise him and to honor him by my life, by my obedience, by my generosity, by my charity, by my faith. I want to believe him. I want to trust him. I want to follow him. That's what contributes to the praise of his glory. Ask the Blessed Mother to pray for you. And the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. This is the very familiar passage of Mary's yes. "The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled at what was said. What do you mean? I don't understand this. That would be a natural reaction. And she pondered what sort of greeting this might be. And then the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. Behold, you conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Remember the first reading about the steppes will bloom, the parched land will be fruitful. Remember that first reading, go back. This is what would come with Jesus. The whole earth would be changed. And of his kingdom, there will be no end. But Mary said, Mary's just very practical and right down to earth. And she says, how can this be? Since I have no relations with a man. And the angel said to her in reply, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. And the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And then, in a most tender way, he gives her a sign. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived and in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God. And look at Mary's answer. Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to your word. Simple, humble obedience that shattered the darkness of this world. A simple young woman's yes to God in a backwater town of Nazareth, unknown to the world, changes everything. Your yes, brothers and sisters, to God, your yes will change your life and the life of your family. Can you say yes to whatever it is that God wills for you and wants for you? There is no better preparation for Christmas than to make room in your life to receive the Son of God as a mere baby. When you make room in your heart, when you say yes in your heart to God and to whatever he wills, you will begin to be transformed yourself. Not in the same way as the Blessed Mother was, but God has myriad ways, infinite numbers of ways, of touching our lives and changing us. Please, brothers and sisters, I ask you as we begin this Jubilee year of mercy on this great feast of the Blessed Mother, that you and I may imitate her by a deeper yes today. And that we might open our hearts in that yes to allow God's mercy to flow through us to those in need. This year has great potential to change our lives, really significantly change our lives. Open your heart, receive the mercy of God. Say yes to him. God bless you. As we prepare for this year of mercy, which will begin this December, I want to make available to you a free copy of my booklet, Captured by Mercy. I'm going to be speaking on this program a great deal about the true meaning of mercy, but I'd like you to have a free copy of my booklet now, Captured by Mercy. You can receive it simply by calling this number, 1-800-282-4789.